For 560 KMWN, I'm Randy Bogdan. The Great Falls Americans split their games with the Yellowstone Quake last weekend. Coach Greg Sears was happy with how his team responded after a tough Friday loss.
Finished strong on Saturday, bounced back from kind of a disappointing just overall game on Friday that we let get away from us, let the emotions of the game flip away and kind of gave them one. Regrouped and came back together and had a really good game on Saturday night. I thought we played a full 60 minutes and that's kind of how we thought it should be all weekend.
Great Falls is now in the middle of a two-week break with their next game Saturday of next week.
Missoula, we were supposed to play Missoula on Friday night, and they're still having some problems with being able to host the home game, so we have to push that back to the end of the season. So extra week off here, get ready for Butte. Nice for the kids to have a little bit of a break.
Coach Sears told KMWN that the roster is mostly set with the trade deadline coming up tomorrow, but...
We got our eyes on a couple guys. I'm trying to get another top scorer in. It'll be interesting right up until the deadline. But we really like where we're at after last week. Acquired two players, one from Rochester and one from Texas, and both stepped in, did a nice job for us. So really like our team right now.
The Americans are down to their final 10 games of the season, and Coach Sears told us what he wants to see in the final run.
Consistency and gelling together now that our 25-man will be set. Both these guys coming together and trying to work for a common goal, and think we'll be a pretty good team come playoff time.
The Americans currently sit in second place in the Frontier Division with a record of 18-11-1. Sheridan is at the top at 25-1. For 560 KMWN, I'm Randy Bogdan.